This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at UFO hacker Gary McKinnon. That's correct, UFO hacker Gary McKinnon. Fascinating case. A lot of aspects about this case really interest me. The fact that he really didn't have to hack that hard to get in, and we'll get into that. It makes you wonder, the people keeping the secrets, if they aren't sophisticated enough to keep out somebody like Gary McKinnon, then what are they sophisticated enough to do? Constantly we're being told that we should trust the government with all these UFO secrets, that they'll let us know when we need to know. But the fact is, a lot of these guys are showing us that they really aren't smart enough to be trusted with these secrets. I mean, if Gary McKinnon can hack into this system, imagine what AI or some extraterrestrial or interdimensional source could do. Actually, pretty scary stuff when you think about it. Now, this article is from cybernews.com. It says, the hacker who breached NASA to prove that UFOs exist. This is written December 11, 2023 by Ernestus Napres. It starts off, it says, in the heart of Wood Greens, a forgotten suburban corner of North London, lay a dingy room steeped in shadows where a solo hacker wasted no time to wash, shave, meet anyone, or sometimes even eat. He had just accessed classified military and NASA networks where UFO research and secret technologies were hidden. Gary McKinnon got his first computer at age 14. It was the Atari 400, which proved to be a capable device for learning to write code in BASIC. And if you're old as I am, you can remember BASIC. Inspired by the movie War Games, where Matthew Broderick acted as a young hacker breaching into the Pentagon, McKinnon left school at 17, worked as a hairdresser, and later found sporadic work in tech support. Now you can see this is a guy who's just kind of drifting around a bit, a young kid. Doesn't seem like he's that threatening. It says, and he was dying to find out what critical information about UFOs the government was hiding. I got interested in them when I saw one, McKinnon said in one interview. A very decent light in the sky between 2001 and 2002, around the time when the 9/11 attacks happened. He managed to infiltrate 97 military and NASA computers and wreak complete havoc in the U.S. government systems. Now, I think that might be a little bit of an exaggeration of saying wreak complete havoc. He got access to some pictures and to some emails and stuff like that. But, you know, I was around in 2001 and 2002, and I don't remember the government shutting down. So it almost seems a little bit like they're exaggerating a damage he could have caused. I mean, he's basically a window peeker. He's looking at these computers without permission, but how he wreaked havoc, I'm not so sure about that. I don't see where he did anything malicious. Countless late-night hacking sessions trying to reveal dark secrets forever changed his life, filling it with rejection, accusations, horrors, and even more unanswered questions. Are we really not alone in this seemingly vast, empty cosmic space? Accused of perpetrating the biggest military computer hack of all time, in 2002, McKinnon faced extradition to the U.S., decades in jail, and millions in fines. I'll just correct it. It's not jail, it's prison. Big difference, okay? In jail, you still have contact, you know, at certain levels with the public. I mean, it's kind of a come-and-go thing. When they put you in prison, especially in one of these federal prisons, they could have taken him out to Colorado and put him in the underground prison out there. I think that's where that's at. They could set him down there for days and days where he doesn't see the sun. Maybe he gets to see simulated sunlight, and it's just a living hell on earth. So a little different than jail. What they wanted to put him into was a living hell, at least for someone who's done something nonviolent like this. You can see they wanted to make an example out of McKinnon. And why? Well, because he was talking about seeing pictures of UFOs. Why is it so important to these people to keep this secret hidden from us? That's my question. It goes on, it says, known online as Solo, McKinnon obsessively poked around U.S. government computer systems. He based his actions on obsessive search for evidence of UFOs and free energy suppression by the U.S. government. Well, yes. Why would they have a? Why would the U.S. government have a motive to suppress free energy? Well, of course, think about the money that's involved in oil. I mean, the entire system, the entire world system runs on it. Everything from our economy to our motives for war run on oil. Goes on, it says, Solow's attempts would seem crude by today's standards. A simple dial-up modem provided a 56 kilobyte per second connection over standard telephone lines. Using it, McKinnon scanned a vulnerable 139 port used for sharing files, printers, and other computer sources. Well, if you're storing top secret information on this thing, even in 2002, shouldn't you be competent enough to use a port that's not vulnerable? One access point after another, he looked for systems with blank or default passwords. Now think about that. That means someone's given, somebody in the deep state there, one of these employees at NASA or this military base or whatever, they've been given access to a website. Now somehow he gets on the server, he gets onto their computer in their office there in Florida or Virginia or wherever, but after he's taken over their computer, he still has to have a password to get into these sites where this so-called top secret UFO information is at. And what does he find out? Well, he finds out a lot of these guys haven't even taken the time to create a password. How smart is that? You as a government employee have access to a top secret database, the computer sitting on your desk, and you don't take the time to create a password to get into that database. Effectively, anybody that walks in your office or anybody that gets access to your computer can just create their own password or just log on without even using one. And they call that hacking. So you see, they are trying to, in my opinion, they're trying to just gloss over the incompetence and the complete apathy of these government employees and say, well, the reason he got in is because he was such a genius. Well, he's a smart guy. But really, the reason he got in was because the people with access to this information were so sloppy about protecting it. You see what I'm saying? They're telling you that you can't see the pictures. They want to lock this guy up in a hellhole federal prison somewhere for hopefully the rest of his life because he got access to this information. Well, if the information was so important and so secret, why didn't the people who had access to it legally, why didn't they at least use a password to get to it? Probably because they were just too lazy, would be my guess. But this is the framework that we're operating in. Constantly people say, oh, trust the government. You know, well, they'll let you know what you need to know about UFOs. But look what you're dealing with. The government's not some religious icon here. It's not something that's been around with us, you know, since the beginning of time, say. The government is just a collection of people like you and I. Only they happen to have access to the guns and the jails and the people that will put you in those jails. That's the big difference. Now, as long as that government is just, that's great. But when that government becomes unjust or becomes, just wicked, then all of a sudden, or incompetent, then all of a sudden we've got all kinds of problems on our hands. And that's what you see here. This is clearly incompetence. Employees, the government, those people that work in the government, that call themselves the government, those people didn't take the time to create a password so that just anybody off the street couldn't have access to these pictures. And what happened? Well, Gary McKinnon got access to their computer. That's the hacking part. And then he just walked right on into the website. He didn't need a password because they hadn't taken the time to create one. Just think about that for 5 minutes. People that are so incompetent and so lazy that they don't take the time to create a password to keep people who shouldn't be able to see top secret information from seeing it. If it's all that important, if it's so scary, then why couldn't you have at least created a password? You're acting like it's nothing, but when somebody accesses it, then you want to put them in prison for life. That's the dichotomy that we're dealing with here. Goes on, it says, Solow himself was surprised to learn that he could install remote access software without any trouble. At first, to avoid detection, he navigated NASA's networks at night when strange computer activity was less likely to be spotted. However, soon he grew confident and sloppy, even posting hostile notes on his victim's computer saying, your security system is crap. Now that's what gets a lot of these guys. They get a little bit frustrated when they see just how lazy and sloppy and incompetent that these deep state actors are, and they have to say something. He would have been a lot better off to talk about it online than to break into a computer, because we already know the stuff's there. Just like Snowden, he didn't need to destroy his life by telling us that the government was spying on us. Anybody with common sense would have already made that assumption, that if the government had the ability to spy on you, that yeah, they're probably doing it. If you're not living your life just assuming that you're being spied on a minute-by-minute basis, then you're not being careful. I can tell you that. And you're not exercising common sense. It goes on and said, but did he find anything? Yes, he was sure he saw images of what looked like extraterrestrial spaceships. Now remember, this is back in 2002. They didn't have access to high-speed internet. It would take, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes sometimes for these really high-res photos to load up on your machine. So he's dealing with some really primitive stuff here as far as the imaging goes. The evidence convinced McKinnon, as the pictures were kept at Building 8 at the Johnson Space Center, where they regularly airbrushed out images of UFOs from the high-resolution satellite imaging. Here he found a folder titled Unfiltered, containing strange satellite imagery with strange spacecraft, cigar-shaped with a clean dome on top. So we've known this for a long time. It's been stated by former employees that NASA's airbrushing this stuff, you know. And I have no doubt NASA, you know, started out as a, not just a space agency, but as an information agency, spy network, basically, to spy on other countries using satellites. Why wouldn't they keep information about UFOs from us? I think the real problem is that they think that if people knew that UFOs were this common, then they would begin to question who has the real authority. And if people begin to question who has the real authority, then at some level, order might break down. He says, I had remote control of their desktop, and by adjusting it to a 4-bit color and low screen resolution, I was able to briefly see one of these pictures. It was a silvery cigar-shaped object with geodesic spheres on either side. There were no visible seams or riveting. There was no reference to the size of the object, and the picture was taken presumably by a satellite looking down on it, Solo told Wired back in 2006. Well, we know that these things have been photographed with satellites because we've heard comments from the Navy talking about how they've got UFO pictures where they have the same UFO being photographed by people on the deck of the ship, say, from the satellite and also from aircraft. They've got them three-way photographed all at the same time, but they can't show you because it would be a national security violation. So this is not a surprise to me. So where is the hard evidence of this photo? Sadly, while the high-res image slowly downloaded to his computer, someone at NASA noticed the intrusion, took control, and severed the connection with the horrified yet unwavering McKinnon. Thus, the download didn't finish. Well, that wouldn't be hard. I mean, all you had to do is just reach over and unplug the dial-up modem from your computer. I mean, this is 2002, remember? It would probably take him 20 minutes to download that image. They had huge, high-resolution images stored in their picture file. They had filtered and unfiltered, or processed and unprocessed files, Solo claimed. Yeah, don't you like the way that they just name them? They just tell you, here's the stuff. If you guys want to look at it, go ahead. That was not the only finding, as his fingers danced across the keyboard, scrolling through images and documents deep in the labyrinth of classified military data. McKinnon discovered a classified personnel roster. His trembling fingers traced the words, non-terrestrial officers. The Excel spreadsheet contained names and ranks of the U.S. Air Force personnel not registered anywhere else. It also included information about ship-to-ship transfers, which Solo had never seen elsewhere. Well, maybe that helps explain the $1.55 trillion that the DoD is missing. Would that be enough to start a space program? I don't know. None of these were ocean-going ships. It was astounding. They are not a Navy, they are not an Army, not even an Air Force. So I was thinking they must be an off-planet space force, or space fleet at least, he said. In a final act of audacity, a vast conspiracy emerged under McKinnon's eyes. Now, no, the conspiracy here is not us, it's them. They're committing conspiracy against us. They're conspiring to hide this vast space program. They're conspiring to hide these multiple images of UFOs. They're committing conspiracy against us, and they could be doing it with whatever entities are operating these UFOs. That's what it's looking like more and more. Files detailing the suppression of free energy technology capable of revolutionizing the world. The government seemed to be hiding advanced energy sources that could provide a sustainable, environmentally friendly alternative to fossil fuels. And we've talked about this before. If you have free energy, yeah, it's all set around the campfire and sing kumbaya because we ain't working no more. You got free energy. But it also implies that you could build a nuclear weapon in someone's backyard. Because if you had access to free energy, you could use that energy for good or bad. It goes on, it says, exploiting vulnerabilities and weak passwords to penetrate various systems didn't go unnoticed by overseers, as Solo's actions resulted in significant disruptions and damage to the system's access. Now, I really doubt that. They're not listing any of the damages or disruptions here. To me, the disruption is when a couple of these jokers are sitting around in their office doing nothing like they probably do every day of the week, and they happen to look over their computer and they notice that somebody's downloading pictures of a UFO on it. And they're like, oh my, where did that come from? I mean, the disruption to me is that these people were exposed as being so lazy, so incompetent, so unsophisticated that they couldn't create a password for their computer. That's the scary part. People so behind the times that they can't create a password for their computer in charge of all this highly sensitive information. They would have been better off if they would have just unplugged their computer and forgot about it. He left traces such as IP addresses. Moreover, he used his girlfriend's email address for a trial version of the software. He was arrested on March 18, 2002 by the UK police and admitted he was hacking into US government computers. Now, he doesn't sound that sophisticated to me if he's using his girlfriend's address. I mean, how smart is that? And he's leaving traces all over the place. I don't know if they had a Tor network back there or anything. He could have covered his tracks, but clearly he wasn't thinking about it. He said he has Asperger's. Okay, it sounds to me like somebody just compulsively looked at this stuff. And the hacking techniques, and I'm not a computer expert, but the hacking techniques that he's using don't seem all that sophisticated to me. I mean, getting access to somebody's computer, okay, in another state, another country, yeah, a little work to that. It sounds like he used a computer to do that. But then just simply logging onto a website with no password, that doesn't seem sophisticated at all. The charges against him included $700,000 in damages. You have to wonder where they came up with that number. Maybe that was classes to train the people how to create passwords. The U.S. government alleged McKinnon of hacking into dozens of computers, stealing hundreds of passwords and users' accounts, altering and deleting files, and rendering critical systems inoperable. For this, he risked up to 70 years in prison in the U.S. Okay, first off, I don't see where he stole passwords. I mean, if people were too dumb to put a password on their computer, that's just them being too dumb to put a password on the computer. Altering and deleting files, I don't remember him saying that he deleted anything unless maybe it was accidentally. Like I said, he's like a high-tech window peeker. He's looking at somebody's stuff that he shouldn't be looking at, and he's not even sophisticated enough to hide his tracks, but they're going to put him in prison for 70 years. However, after an extensive legal battle dragging on for 10 years, Britain refused to extradite McKinnon to the U.S. due to his mental health status, the risk of suicide, and the belief that he may not get a fair trial. The case against him was dropped in 2012. Well, they say it was dropped, but I don't see where he was ever had it expunged from his record or anything like that. I think I read that even like in 2014, they were telling him not to travel to Scotland because he could be snatched up and turned over to the U.S. and find himself in the same situation as Julian Assange. Now, it goes on here and says, the veracity of McKinnon's assertions is highly disputed, and there is no concrete evidence to support his claims. Many critics consider him falling victim to conspiracy theories and delusions. He didn't leak or distribute any classified information, yet he raised many concerns about the security of military networks. Well, yeah, and I think about the competency of the people operating those networks is my concern. And he also raised concern about the fact that we've been lied to. Now they have a whole building, Building 8, it says, in NASA, dedicated to photoshopping and airbrushing out pictures of UFOs. Why is it so important for them to cover up any information about UFOs? After evaluation, McKinnon was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, a condition characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction and nonverbal communication, combined with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interest. However, his allegations now could be seen in a different light after the recent revelations, when in 2020, the Pentagon released three videos of high-speed and incredibly maneuverable UAPs recorded by U.S. Navy pilots in 2015 and 16. Former Pentagon employee David Grush testified before Congress that the U.S. government possesses unidentified crashed extraterrestrial craft and non-human bodies and has been retrieving UFOs for decades. Yeah, very fascinating article. Just the outsized reaction that they had to this guy, you know. It's not like he distributed a bunch of stuff. It's not like he shared a bunch of communications, emails, whatnot with the press. He just simply was on there looking around, having a little fun, and ends up getting caught by NASA and threatened with multiple decades in prison. Now, there's another article that kind of finishes up on this. I think it's pretty good. It says, man who hacked NASA says truth about aliens will never be disclosed. It says Scottish IT expert Gary McKinnon claims he found evidence of contact with non-terrestrial beings and technology on NASA and U.S. Navy computer systems. This is written by Max Channon, September 23rd, 2023. This is a man who was accused of the biggest military computer hack of all time by officials in the United States, claimed to have found evidence of contact with non-terrestrial beings and technology as a result, because the public will never be told the truth about UFOs, UAPs, and aliens. Well, it was a big hack because they don't want you to know that UFOs are real and that they've been covering these things up for years, says Scottish IT expert Gary McKinnon, now 57. You know, here again, they're slanting this article. They're calling this guy an expert. Maybe he is now an expert 27 years later, or 20 years later. But at the time, he clearly was not an expert. He used his girlfriend's email address to buy some software, it looks like, to help him get into the system. Okay, that's not smart. That's not an expert move. And then he left his IP address laying all over the place. It's like making a crank phone call on somebody when you know they have caller ID. So what I see here is a person who was an unsophisticated hacker who somehow, probably with the use of a computer program, got onto the NASA website, and from there gained access into a number of different individuals' computers using this computer program. That's how lame their security was. And then to top it off, I mean, even with that horrible security system employed by NASA, they would have still probably been okay up against somebody like Gary McKinnon, because it doesn't look like he really knew what he was doing. It would have probably been okay if their employees had taken the time to create passwords and put in their computer. Those passwords would have kept people from using their computer as a gateway onto these websites where pictures of UFOs were stored. But the employees were either too lazy or too incompetent, too unsophisticated to do that. And as a result, a very unsophisticated computer hacker, with Asperger's, it says, was able to gain access to pictures of UFO stored on databases in NASA, because the people at NASA were even less sophisticated than he was. Great system we have here. Boy, I'm glad he didn't decide to attack a nuclear weapons base. Who knows what could have happened? And this is the kind of stuff that should keep us up at nights. When we have systems that are so behind the times, and people that are so lazy and so incompetent that they can't do simple things like putting passwords into their computer interfaces. What's that tell us about the security of our nuclear weapons? What's that tell us about the security of all of our military stuff? Is it just as bad? I'm guessing. I hope not, but it could be. It says he became something of a cause celeb with Boris Johnson and David Cameron among the politicians who fought to prevent his extradition, and rock stars including Pink Floyd's David Gilmour, Sting, Peter Gabriel, and Chrissy Hynde all voiced their support for him. He's got a picture of him here back in the day. His extradition was eventually blocked in 2012 on human rights grounds after he was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome by then Home Secretary Theresa May in 2012. Speaking after his hack, McKinnon claimed to have seen thousands of images and documents that showed alien life and technology were here on Earth. These included a smooth, cigar-shaped craft with geodesic domes above the Earth on a NASA PC and on a U.S. Navy network, an Excel spreadsheet of non-terrestrial officers, ships, and military materials on fleet-to-fleet transfers. You know, I kind of think that they didn't go ahead and force him to come over because maybe they were just afraid that if they did lock him up, this young guy with this, not so young, but 37-year-old guy with Asperger's, who seems to have some issues, if they were to put him in a federal prison somewhere and lock him up, he'd have to be in total solitary confinement. They wouldn't want him to tell what he saw. And maybe they just thought that the optics of this would be so bad that it would be easier just to let him be more or less confined to the UK over there. It says, however, McKinnon claims that 21 years ago, his internet connection was too slow to download the evidence, and the NASA hack was discovered and blocked by an employee before he had time to act. Yeah, pretty clearly. Anyway, it goes on and says, McKinnon, who now lives in Leicester and runs an SEO company, believes these hopes are futile. He bluntly told the U.S. Sun, "They will never tell us the truth." Earlier this month, NASA released the findings of its year-long study into UAPs. The space agency said there was no evidence of alien life. However, McKinnon, who nicknames NASA the National Association of Space Actors, was dismissive of the support. He told the U.S. Sun, "As usual, they said nothing on balance, and when pressed, they just repeated their noncommittal statement. We'll never get any truth from the military institutions, which NASA is, regardless of the fact that it pretends to be a civilian institution." We couldn't be more correct about that. Yeah, fascinating case here, Gary McKinnon. You have to wonder, why is it so important for the deep state to lie to us about these UFOs? Is it because they simply are afraid that people might freak out when they find out that UFOs are real? They might stop bending the knee to the deep state and decide that they don't have to follow the rules anymore? Or is it a possibility that the deep state is actually in collusion with the entities that control these things, and together they're working against us? Hard to say. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.